Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can kind of understand why those shepherds must have been so startled and frankly freaked out by the appearance of that angel on that first Christmas, can't you? I mean, they were just minding their own business, doing whatever it is that shepherds do. I don't know, maybe they were sitting around a small campfire telling stories while the sheep graze around them, or maybe they were taking a bit more of an active role in walking around and checking on the sheep to make sure they were okay, or maybe they were kind of taking shifts and some were dozing while others were watching over the sheep. Luke doesn't really tell us exactly what the shepherds were doing. He simply tells us that there were shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks at night. And so the shepherds were just minding their own business, doing whatever it is that shepherds do. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this angel appears to them. Luke says, the glory of the Lord shone around him. There's this bright light, almost like the sun. And, I mean, put yourself in the shepherd's shoes for a second. You can imagine why they were so terrified. I mean, that light alone, never mind the appearance of an angel, the light alone would be enough to startle and terrify someone in that situation. Maybe you've had a similar experience, not with an angel appearing, but with that kind of bright light out of nowhere. I know I've certainly had that moment sitting around a campfire where it's pitch dark outside, the stars are shining in the sky, and you're just enjoying the night. And then all of a sudden, someone rudely, albeit unintentionally, turns on a flashlight and shines it right in your eyes. It's worse when it's an LED flashlight. Maybe you've had that happen. I certainly have. It startles you. It's disorienting. It may be even terrifying for a second. But think about that feeling multiplied tenfold, and then add the appearance of an angel out of nowhere, and you begin to understand why the shepherds might have been so terrified when the angel appeared to them. But you know, Luke's story of this first Christmas, the focus of it is not on the shepherds per se. The focus is really on the message that the angels bring. And so Luke tells us when that angel appeared, he said to those unsuspecting shepherds, "Fear not." Now, you can excuse the shepherds if they were a bit confused by this reading. What do you mean, fear not? We were just minding our own business here in the dark, and you appeared with this blinding light, started talking to us. What do you mean, fear not? Of course we're afraid. The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news, gospel news. A great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And if that wasn't enough to terrify the shepherds, then Luke tells us this great company of the heavenly host appears. This numerous amount of angels appear and just start singing out of nowhere. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. You can understand why the shepherds were so terrified, but what's interesting about Luke's account is that the shepherds don't remain terrified for long. See, the message that those angels brought on that first Christmas was a powerful message. One that turned the fear of those shepherds into peace. And we know that the shepherds received that peace of the Lord that night because of what they did in response. See, they ran off to worship this newborn king because there was no more need to fear because a Savior had been born. And they didn't stop by just worshiping the newborn king. They went out and told everyone about it, sharing this gospel news that drives out fear with everyone whom they came into contact with. It's an incredible story. One that I'm afraid many of us tend to just categorize along with the other Christmas classics. Stories like 'Twas the Night Before Christmas or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or whatever other stories it might be. But here's the thing. This story, the story of the shepherds, is fundamentally different than any of those other Christmas stories. Yes, those stories have the ability to conjure up warm feelings, to bring back childhood memories of Christmases past. But this story has even greater power. And the power in this story is in the message of the angels. A message that is not relegated to the past, but is just as valid for you and I today. Because the thing is, the shepherd's story, it's also your story. It's also my story. The message, "Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy," is a message that transcends time. Now, the reason that I can say this, that the shepherd's story is your story, and the shepherd's story is my story, because if we're being honest, we're really not all that different from the shepherds. Just like those shepherds were filled with fear on that first Christmas night, oftentimes you and I are filled with great fear. And fear, whether we realize it or not, tends to drive many, if not most, of the decisions that we make. Maybe it's fear of failure. We're afraid of what might come, so we choose the safe, comfortable route in life, even if it's not what we really want to do. Or maybe it's the fear of rejection that drives many of your decisions. It's that fear of being rejected and isolated from others that causes you to wear what you wear or to buy the gadgets that you buy so you'll fit in and be accepted by others. Maybe it's the fear of consequences in general that cause us to wonder, how will my relationship with so-and-so change if I stand up for what I believe in? What will my boss say? How will he act if I draw the line here for the sake of my family? Will I lose out on a chance for a promotion? What will the consequences be? See, fear, it drives so many of our decisions. But more than that, fear has a huge impact on who we are. Because for us Christians, fear gets in the way of total dependence on Jesus. Fear paralyzes us. Fear tricks us into believing lies like, "I'm defined by the sum of my decisions," or "my value comes from the way that others view me." Fear paralyzes us. Fear tricks us. But see, this is why the shepherd's story from Luke chapter 2 is such a powerful message for you and I today. This is why the message of the angels, "Fear not, for I bring you good news of great joy. Unto you is born a Savior." This is why this message is so powerful. Because a Savior has been born. A Savior has come to rescue you from your sins and from the power of fear in your life. Because Jesus' presence, it replaces your fear with his peace. See, that sweet baby Jesus didn't stay a little child. He grew up and he completed the work that his Father gave him to do by his suffering, by his death, by his resurrection. He completed that work. And now he's ascended into the heavens where he rules and reigns over all things, and he's seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, as we'll confess together in the Apostles' Creed in a few moments. But the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is still alive and active in this world today. And the Holy Spirit is rewriting the story of millions of people in this world, rewriting their story so that their story, so that your story, becomes a part of the shepherd's story. So that the peace that this great company of the heavenly host proclaims to those angels might be yours as well. See, this is the essence of the Christmas gospel. Through this message, through the message of the angels, Jesus invites you into his peace. Peace that casts out fear. Now, don't get me wrong, the angel's message, fear not, it's not a command to never fear, but it's a command to stop letting fear get in the way of your complete and utter dependence on Jesus. Because it's only through complete and utter dependence on Jesus that his peace becomes yours. And that your story becomes a part, a greater part of the story of salvation that our Lord is working throughout all of history. In the name of Jesus,